With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holy moly. I was reading this whole thing about Mickey Callaway, who used to be the manager for the Mets. Boy, this guy's a real piece of work. I mean, it's one thing if one woman accuses you, maybe two, but you got five different women who work in sports and media said they all sent him, they all had inappropriate photographs sent by Mickey. And he now is a pitching coach for the Angels. I would be surprised if he still had that job by this afternoon. It also went on during when he was with the Mets. Right. Sandy Alderson hired him. Went on and on. And one lady wrote, when he worked for the Mets, she's a female journalist. She had a one-on-one interview with him shortly after the Mets hired him. He put his leg up on a railing to peacock her, thrusting his crotch near her face. Ugh. That's the first thing he did.
I've never heard that term.
No, I haven't
thankfully.
Either. Brad, have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. That's very scary. I wouldn't even think of doing it or even receiving it.
That's good. you know what? I'm kind of surprised. The only person that's heard of it on the show is Dino.
Yeah.
And you saw it in a movie?
Yeah, so it was in the movie 17 again. It's where Zac Efron and Thomas Lennon are waiting, I guess, to talk to the school principal. Right. And Thomas Lennon is dressed in this ridiculous outfit, and he goes, "What are you doing? What are you wearing?" He goes, "It's an attention grabber. It's called peacocking." So I guess any form of
grabbing getting attention from somebody,
whether inappropriate or appropriate or just weird.
I say shocking, because that's what Brad first said
thought
it was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, where you wear a really crazy shirt, and you walk into a bar, and then everyone looks at you, and then
you get
the lady's attention.
This was different than a crazy shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brad. That Patty Steele, she understates everything, doesn't she?
Yes.
Different than a crazy shirt.
Yeah, that's one heck of a peacock coming at you, right,
Patty? How about that's her first run-in with him, her first encounter, and he does that.
That's his attention grabber.
Does the peacock come out of the cage in that instance?
I don't think so, Brad. That's about it. Right. How about also, two other female reporters that knew him from Cleveland said he also had inappropriate advances. Holy cow.
Yeah, and photos and all kinds of things.
What did he do to them?
What was that one? What move was that?
Well, he sent
the chicken?
A lot of pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
One lady said he would come up to me and massage my shoulders in the dugout when he thought no one was looking. For a month, he would text me asking for nude pictures. Oh, boy.
The massage trick, so 90s, isn't it? The old massage. Does that still work?
That's like the one, I had a dream about you. And another one.
Yikes.
What did he say? He had some kind of convoluted statement. I got to think about this. Oh, rather than rush to respond to these general allegations of which I've been made aware, I look forward to an opportunity to provide more specific responses.
Wow. I think a lawyer wrote that for him.
I am married, and my wife has been made aware of these general allegations.
She probably is aware anyway.
All right, Mickey. Good job.
She's peacocked out, the wife.
Whatever.
She's had enough of that.
she shut that down after the honeymoon, Scott. That's like too much.
You know something, Brad? When you first got married, I was a little bit surprised until I met the bride. And I understood why she took you out of rotation and of your busy life. And then I was even a little more surprised when you had your first child, Harvey. As you know, you went through a very difficult beginning for Harvey.
He was born way early. Yeah.
He pulled out. I remember you guys used to rotate hanging out at the hospital. And that was quite an experience we went through with you. Now, Harvey is a healthy young man, 11 years old. And yesterday, your number two child, Matilda, turned 9. And you did the videos. Now, she was the director of this whole adventure.
Yeah, when a snow day gets done, you know, as you guys know with your children, they went straight outside at 8 a.m. and started building a snowman. And I'm like, all right, I let them be. And they, half an hour, they can freeze themselves.
I thought you were the instigator.
No. I went out there. They said, come and see our snowman. I went, all right, I better get there. And I, of course, good dad, I'll film it for history stakes. Get out there.
Right.
And they built a full 5-foot snowman. It was incredible.
It was beautiful. Although the mouth scares me a little. It looks like a horror movie.
So they didn't have very good supplies in the fridge. The mouth was made out of red M&Ms, Patty. And they
melted into the snow.
That was scary.
It's like
and there were no carrots. There's no carrots in our fridge.
Didn't have a big fat nose.
No, they had a big cucumber, really big one, big nose on it. And then lime slices for the eyes, which were quite impressive.
Beautiful. I like green eyes.
Beautiful.
You know what? I was so deceived by you because I saw the pictures and you're out there and they're all around you. Little did I know you had nothing to do with it.
I'm not going to claim Dad of the Year, Scott. I'm not going to claim it. I just let them run free.
If you think about it, it's really amazing because they are city kids. They mostly have grown up in New York City, and they did one heck of a job on putting together that snowman.
There's a lot of new experiences here, a lot of new stuff going on to us as a family.
He's even got ID, right? That's Dave.
So his name's Dave, and Clementine said, we built Dave just so he can enjoy the Super Bowl this Sunday.
And, Clementine's the littlest, right?
The littlest one. Yes. Yeah,
and I went, it was her. She was the project manager.
Well, Matilda was the project manager. She's probably going to end up the engineer out of the family. She's the mother hen, the operator. Yep. And it came out great. But Clementine said they built Dave to enjoy the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, Dave right now is sideways on the ground, and the M&Ms are definitely gone.
What happened?
He just melted. He just sort of, slushed away, I think, poor Dave.
Yeah, because you got some freezing rain and stuff out there yesterday, right?
Yeah, it's very slushy. Yeah. What a great day.
I'm crushed. I am so disappointed because I had a whole different theory going here. What a dad. You were inside sleeping. Hank. Good Lord. All right, get out of here, Brad.
All right, guys. All right, I'm off to do some peacocking around the house.
All right, I'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.